Hey everybody, it's me, Tom Booker, and this is the Good Morning I Love You show with Tom Booker, your daily dose of positive stuff to help start your day off right. It's Friday. That means that it's Phone-A-Friend Friday, and our friend on this Friday is a friend of mine that always greets me with a smile and a hug, and he's a wizard, a known wizard, which means that he teaches and performs at Merlin Works here in Austin, Texas, where he teaches storytelling and improv classes. He's my very good friend, Paul Normandin. But before we go to the phone and talk to Paul, I've got something I want to tell you, and that's good morning. I love you. And now let's go to the phone.
Hey, everybody. It's Phone a Friend Friday. And this week, my friend is my very good friend, Paul Normandin. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Tom.
Paul, before we begin, do you have something you want to say to our listeners?
Good morning. I love you.
That was a good one, Paul.
Thank you, Tom.
Paul, thank you for being on the Good Morning I Love You show.
Thank you for inviting me. When I heard you do this with Stephanie, I was so moved. It was really amazing. I loved it.
Well, hopefully you'll love this one almost as much.
I hope so, too.
All right. Now, Paul, I have a few questions for you.
Okay, sure.
First question is, what makes you happy?
I think right now I get really happy when I get to hang out with my friends. It's completely virtual with very few exceptions, but getting to hang out with my friends even a little bit is making me very happy. I play Dungeons & Dragons with people online. I've been doing shows and storytelling shows and teaching classes. So being around people, even in a virtual sense, has been making me very happy.
Well, my next question for you is, what do you suggest people do if they're feeling down and they need a little pick-me-up?
I think when people start feeling down, at least for me, I often think I don't want to be a bother to my friend. I think my first thought is, you know, I always reach out to them when I'm sad or they have to put up with me when I'm talking about feeling blue. I encourage you to call them. Don't text them. Don't use the other thingies that are available to you like email or Facebook. Just pick up the phone and call your friend.
All right, Paul, my last question here on Phone a Friend Friday is, if you could put anything you want on a billboard, what would you put on that billboard and where would you put it?
Tom, this is going to be a little strange because I get this from you. I would put a billboard that says, thank you. And I wouldn't put it near your house. Don't panic. I would put it in New Zealand, in the capital of New Zealand, so the prime minister there could see it. Because when I was looking for leadership and hope and something to have faith in over the last 9 months, she consistently delivered.
Now, Paul, at Phone a Friend Friday, you're the friend we're phoning. That means you're responsible for our quote for the day. Do you have a quote for us?
I do have a quote for us, and it's this.
My faith in the Constitution is whole, it is complete, it is total. And I am not going to sit here and be an idle spectator to the diminution, the subversion, the destruction of the Constitution.
That was Barbara Jordan, July 24th, 1974, when she was explaining why we had to impeach Richard Nixon. I got into writing speeches and focused my major on being a political person after hearing her speak.
There you have it, dear listeners. That's our quote on our Phone a Friend Friday. But before we go, our friend, Paul Normandin, has something that he wants to tell you. What's that, Paul?
Good morning. I love you.
Great job, Paul.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Well, I love you, Paul. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you, Tom. It was an absolute pleasure and joy. Oh, by the way, you can't see me, but I'm wearing your shirt that says the Institution Theater on it.
I can hear that. I can hear the shirt.
All right, Tom. I'll talk to you later. Thank you again.
All right, love you. Bye.
You too, buddy. Bye.